Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast, heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer, every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father, for giving us this time tonight to be able to get on this line, oh, Heavenly Father, to receive this word from you. Father, we have need of a word from you right now. We thank you for taking care of us, Father. We thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. You said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word. So, Lord, we come on this line tonight to hear your word. You said your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of joint and piercing to the divider of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, Lord, we ask that our thoughts and our heart align with this word tonight. Let it be in right standing, Father, to receive what you have for us. For you also said in your word, you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil. So, Lord, we thank you for your peace tonight to take us over, Father. Lord, we ask that your anointing flow over this line tonight. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for filling us up with your word. So, Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that will try to hijack this line tonight. It cannot hijack this line tonight, Father, because we have you in control. And we're going to thank you and we're going to praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Tamara.
Welcome, everyone, to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. Now will be a good time to make sure your phone is on mute because we're getting a little bit of interference. So double-check your line. Make sure you're on mute. Thank you. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service also on Wednesday night. Our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then on Sundays, if we're online, it begins at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune into our entire church service live. You can also write in prayer requests to our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website that's fullgospelhouse.org. We have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and we also have a Twitter, and our handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person Sunday service for this upcoming Sunday, October 10th at 12 noon. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we're linked with that email address, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember to mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, a word of deliverance, a promise that you made to the believers for those that are afflicted or sick. And we thank you for your breath to breathe on this word and bring life to it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Psalms 41 and 3 and Isaiah 43 and 2. Again, Psalms 41 verse 3 and Isaiah 43 and 2. If you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of deliverance. When you are afflicted, that it's a promise over your life that God will deliver us. And so this word is tonight we're going to pray against the spirit of affliction. And that spirit always comes at the time of a breakthrough. It comes to paralyze our destiny. It comes to bring disappointment and distress and sickness and forms of pain. It manifests itself in that way, talking about troubles and go on, embarrassment and poverty. When there's a great change in our lives, that demonic spirit comes against us with the spirit of affliction to paralyze our destiny. It comes to discourage us, to disappoint us, to trouble our spirit. It's a satanic plan of Satan to rob the believers of opportunities, of their joy, of their success in life, to come against the thing that God has place in their spirit, those creative things. He comes against those things with affliction. But the Lord has a promise over our lives tonight, saints of God. We're going to stand on the promises of God, the things that God says, that his presence is going to be with us in spite of the things that are afflicting us. And so we're going to begin at Psalms 41 and 3, please.
And it reads, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing, that will make all his bed in his sickness.
This is a promise that the Lord will help us in those times of trouble when we are sick. And he will restore those things that we have been afflicted with to health. You must receive this by faith. This is for someone tonight that experienced these difficulties. This word is a promise from the word of God to you tonight, that those places where you're troubled, you are in distress, and the enemy is trying to rob and bring closed doors of opportunity, and you're sick in areas of your life, he said, I will restore health to those places. So this is a promise that God said he's going to restore health to those places that need to be repaired tonight, that need to be medicated by the Holy Spirit, that need to be treated by the Holy Spirit, that need to be made whole tonight. If you guys can stand on the word and believe what you're reading, that the word of God will come in that place. His presence is with you tonight. You that can stand on the word of God, those things that are language disturbing you, those things that have you bound, those things that are trying to run you down, those things that's causing mental distress. I had a vision last night that so many are going through mental distress, which causes mental illness, those things that come to weaken your immune system, those things that come to bring disorder in your life, affliction tonight. So the word of God is standing against those things for you to have hope tonight in the word of God. The word of God says he will restore back health to you. He's going to bring those things into a repairment. He's going to make those things that's against you, he's going to help you and cause it to come into a place where it's made whole again. The Holy Spirit, by his spirit, going to bring medication. His word is medication. I think that's in Proverbs 4:20-22. He said when you eat of his word, it's healing to you. When you eat of his word, when you eat of his word, when you find his word, it's life. It's life and healing in the word of God. So those things that's afflicting you tonight to paralyze your destiny, to impoverish your destiny, the enemy comes to disturb those places when there's a breakthrough. He comes to rob you of opportunities that your joy is not full. He comes to disappoint you and I. He is manifest through affliction, saints of God. He comes in those places when you are on the verge of a breakthrough. And that's why I always encourage the saints of God, when those things are in upheaval in their lives, when things are in distress in their lives, when things are in a place where they feel like they're so disturbed, and things are in a place where things are not sound in their life, when the devil is shutting down doors, and everything becomes feeble around them, I encourage them to hold fast. You're at the point of a breakthrough, a door opening, a new opportunity. Don't let Satan rob you. And there are so many that get robbed by Satan. They throw in the towel. They give up. They let go. They run. They turn from God. They let people get into their minds, into their thoughts. And the enemy come and paralyze people's destiny. That's why I always encourage the saints of God. When you are going through an affliction, when there is something that a destiny door is about to open for you, a breakthrough, shut your mouth. Be quiet. There are some people that don't want destiny doors to open for you. There are some people that don't want a new opportunity to open for you because they are stuck in a place and they're not getting out. So they're going to give you disencouraging words. They're going to give you words to make you feel like it's impossible. They're going to give you words to bring you in a place where you don't feel like that door is going to open, because words are powerful, saints of God. And the enemy come to paralyze your destiny with words when you're going through an affliction. You are in a place now where you got to be sure what you say to anyone. You better make sure it's God. You better make sure that the Lord God wants you to tell the plans about the things God is doing for you in this hour as never before. Because everyone don't want you to be blessed. Everyone don't want you to go forward. Everyone don't want doors of destiny to be open to you. And the enemy will use anything, any person, any place to hinder your destiny, to paralyze your destiny, and cause you to think that you are not going to walk into those opportunities. But this is a night of deliverance tonight, because satanic powers plan to rob your opportunity tonight. And he manifested in any way he desired to manifest. But you got to be wise tonight in Jesus' name. Wise as serpent, humble as dove. You got to be wise tonight, saints of God, because there's a destiny call on many of our lives. And the spirit of affliction is being manifested by satanic powers. And we are so ignorant of God's word tonight. But the word of God is full of promises. The word of God is full of life. The word of God is healed. The word of God says, I shall restore tonight. And so this is a night of restoration in your mind, to be repaired, to trust God for his help. For your mind to be medicated, that God gonna make everything whole for me. For your mind to go into a treatment of cure, to know that God shall bring forth improvement. I'm telling you tonight by the word of God, the spirit of God wants you to know, I'm your help. I, when you are in sickness, when you are in trouble, and I restore health back to those things that's ill, back to those things that are feeble, back to those things that's disturbing your destiny. Satan is a hitman. He come to disturb our destiny. And he manifested in these things that I've said tonight. He manifested in disappointment. He manifested in distress of your life. He manifested in embarrassment over your life. He manifested in sickness and shame over your life. The enemy come to rob you of opportunity. But tonight is a night of breakthrough. If you can believe the Holy Spirit tonight, he come to cause your dreams never to be manifest. He come to bring trouble in your home and your marriage. But this is a night of deliverance from the spirit of affliction. Even though the word says, read Psalm 34, 19, please. First one, get it, please read. Psalm 34, verse 19.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
This is a promise when you are in trouble. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. This is a promise of God when you are in trouble. Allowing you to know these things will happen, but my promise is to deliver you. You must get the saints of God. His promise is, I shall deliver you. Meaning this is an hour that whatever your affliction that you may be in experience at this time to paralyze destiny. Satan comes to paralyze destiny. He comes to hinder breakthroughs. He comes to bring disappointment. He comes to bring embarrassment. He comes to bring shame, to rob you and I of opportunity. But he said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers you out of all of those things. Deliverance is yours tonight. And this is for many young people and old people, people, humanity. Sometimes we get so caught up. We just talk too much about words. Your words hinder your destiny because Satan used your words to paralyze your destiny. And imagination will come out against you. The word of God said, cast down imagination every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring every thought into the captivity of Jesus Christ. Thoughts is working against your destiny. Imagination is working against your destiny. The Bible says jealousy is cruel as the grave. The spirit of jealousy will hinder your destiny because the word of God says so. He said jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Jealousy is death to your destiny, saints of God. And there are so many people because of talking to the wrong people, the wrong person, at the wrong time. Affliction is going on and on and on. Their destiny is paralyzed. Their destiny is in a place of poverty, meaning lack. Nothing's happened or manifested, no success. Disappointment, embarrassment, shame, distress. It's Satan. It's his plan to rob you of opportunity, saints of God. You must get this. I learned this through trial, error, how to keep my mouth closed, how to thank God alone in spite of my affliction. You think I'm going to go about broadcasting to Satan that I'm going through an affliction? So the devil can bring more spirits to help him paralyze my destiny. The devil is a lie. It's best to be quiet before God. And you better know who you are in agreement with. Because there are many in agreement. After they have prayed the prayer with you, they move. An enemy goes into their minds. It's something behind the devil traps the minds of those that are in carnality, have a carnal mind, is enmity against God. He goes into their mind, and they begin to think about that thing that they have agreed with you, and they get out of agreement. Another thought, another mind, another imagination comes in and take over. And you wonder, why is thing still lingering? Why are things still so in distress? Why are things still shut down? Why are things still run down? An imagination been sent out against you. A thought has been sent out against you because you was in fellowship, in agreement with the wrong spirit. Satan used any gate that is open, but you close the gate of Satan by being still and quiet before the Lord, because he don't know anything unless you open your mouth, saints of God. because your mind belongs to Christ Jesus. But if you open your mouth, you're going to give him a door to walk through, a gate. It's time to close gates as never before. Getting off of something, being quiet before God, shutting down off the social media, stop telling all your business. Begin to get quiet before God and allow God to fight against the enemy for you, because he said in his word, that's why Jesus was sent. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost of power, went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. He is an oppressing spirit that come to bring distress and come to paralyze destiny and come to rob you of opportunity. But we're standing on the word of God tonight, for the word of God says that he will restore. The word of God said, I will make that thing that seek health again. Begin to read Isaiah 43:2, please.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
This is a promises of God, of his word. This is a promise to you tonight. When you pass through the deep waters, I will be with you. I mean, his presence is not going to leave you, saints of God. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through the fire, you will not be burnt. Send the hard trials that come will not hurt you. This is God's promise that his presence will be with you in your affliction, through your suffering, through the things that oppressing you, through the things that's tormenting you, to the things that causing you worry and distress, that's annoying your spirit tonight. The word of God and his promises, they are yes and they are amen. And if God promises that his presence will be with you through all the difficulties that you may be experiencing at this time, he cannot lie. He said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He said, I shall redeem you from the hand of the enemy. That's Psalm 107:2. The Spirit of God wants you to know this hour there's a destiny call upon your life. And there's an enemy that hate destiny children. Those that waiting for a manifestation of the breakthrough, which is the plan of God for you tonight. They're getting ready, appointed by God, to cross over into their destiny. But we're going to come tonight in agreement in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter how many agrees tonight. The Bible said, where there are two or three gathered together in his name, he said, I'm in the midst. I mean, his presence is there. It means your prayers is going to be answered. It does not, it means that a religious spirit cannot stop you tonight. Where there's two or three, he said, I'm in the midst. His presence is there. That means the presence of God is with us. Where there are two or three gathered together in his name, his presence is with us. That means that we can come in faith tonight and come against that spirit and pray against that spirit of affliction tonight. That spirit that's right now causing the saints of God to be under mental distress, to be ill in their body, to be unsound in their thinking, to be overwhelmed, and things are disorder in their lives. All kinds of disorder, meaning affliction tonight. But the spirit of the word you've read tonight, night, and the word of God stands from everlasting to everlasting. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1:1, the word was God. So is there anyone that's having need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Dolores. I've been having like inflammation problems, and I need prayer. Thank you.
You have what, Sister Dolores?
Inflammation.
Inflammation? Okay.
Yes.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Walter Matthews. I'm having problems with sciatica.
Okay. You have, say it again, brother.
I'm having problems with sciatica.
Okay, that's a nerve problem? I'm asking you a question.
What was it?
You said it's a nerve problem?
Yeah, it's a medical problem, sciatica. Yeah, nerve problem, yes.
Yeah, I want to say it's a nerve problem. Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go boldly before the throne of grace. And I didn't make this testimony, but I'm making it tonight. Barry Washington was a part of my family. He was killed in Oregon, I think it's about a week and a half ago. His family was a member of my church when I started the church in Merced. And I've been knowing him since he was born. He was part of the family. And I thank you for agreeing with me, I think it was a week and a half ago, that the Spirit of God apprehended the person that took his life. He was only 22. And that person was apprehended. And so I'm going to pray tonight that the Spirit of God help the family through this affliction. And that justice, I'm not talking about justice of this world system. This world system is weak. But Jesus came to fulfill the law. Because the law of humans are weak. And it's been weak since the beginning, since the round table, since the colonial spirit, since the Roman spirit. It's just a weak law. But God's law is full of justice. God heard the prayer. Thank you for agreeing with me. That person was apprehended. And the Spirit of God, I believe, going to bring forth his justice concerning his death. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, Father. This is a word of deliverance. This is a word of breakthrough. This is a promise to those that are going through affliction. Your word said many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. Out of all, not some, out of all. He doesn't say you won't have affliction. He said, but I shall deliver you. I shall restore you. I shall medicate you with my word. I shall treat you. Father, there are those that need treatment tonight. Some people not saying anything, but they know they need treatment. They know they're sick. In all areas of their life, they're sick mentally because they're tired of being disturbed and their life is so out of order. They're tired of doors being closed. They're run down in their health, in their mind, in their spirit. Yet they keep their mouth closed. But they need to open their mouth and ask for help. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God goes into that place where they cannot go. This is a promise, God. We're praying against a spirit, a demonic spirit, a spirit that's sent out to paralyze destiny, to impoverish destiny, to hinder breakthroughs. He manifests himself in those places to bring disappointment, embarrassment, shame, sickness, and disease, mental disturbance, battling the mind. He comes to bring unfairness to those that are weak and cannot defend themselves. He comes to disturb everything in our lives, to rob us of opportunity of joy and success. But those two or three that's gathered together tonight, we are paralyzing that spirit in Jesus' name. We come by the authority of the word. We're standing on the word of God. That your word says, oh God, in Psalm 41 and 3, that God, you will restore, you will help, and bring forth those things that sick into a healthy state. I stand believing your word tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father Jesus, that your promises has been sent by your word concerning affliction tonight. That your presence is with us in our affliction tonight. That the Spirit of God is over us, protecting us in our affliction tonight. That the Spirit of God come against the spirit of affliction. That spirit is bringing disorder in our lives. the spirit that's bringing us into a place where we're mentally feeble in our minds, the spirit that has us unsound in our health and our body, the spirit is bringing disorder over everything that's concerning our breakthroughs tonight. We come by the authority of Jesus, standing on the word of God, Psalm 34:19, that you shall deliver tonight. You say you cast out that spirit with your word, Matthew 8:16. You say, I God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost, and with power, went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. You're with us tonight. Your presence is with us, Father Jesus. And I thank you for the spirit of restoration. I thank you for restoring our minds, repairing our minds. I thank you for medicating us with your word tonight. Everything that's not sound, make health tonight, Jesus. I thank you for stopping disorder tonight. Everything that's disorder in our lives and paralyzed, that the spirit of God open these doors tonight in the name of Jesus. That everything that's bringing in disappointment and distress, that the spirit of God will stop disappointment and distress and embarrassment in the name of Jesus. That shame is not among us in Jesus' name. There's no shame in you, God. I thank you tonight, Jesus, that your plan, God, your plans to stop the enemy, God, from robbing us of opportunity tonight is stopped by the word of God. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that you fill us with joy tonight, God, so we can stand in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the spirit of poverty, that spirit that come to bring poverty over our destiny, that the spirit of God rebuke, cast out, and renounce in the name of Jesus. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for the restoring. I thank you, God, that the weak say, I'm strong. I thank you tonight that everything that has bound us, we're loose in the name of Jesus. Who the Son set free is free indeed. We are free indeed in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, there's no feeble spirit over us, God, to distort us in our thinking tonight in Jesus' name. In every word I come in Jesus' name that's been sent out against the believers tonight, every thought and every imagination, every jealous spirit, we ask the spirit of God paralyze in Jesus' name, that that spirit is stopped in the name of Jesus, that that power cannot work against our destiny. You are paralyzed in Jesus' name, that those words come into utter confusion in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of God stop every evil thought, every mind setting that desire jealousy to work against us tonight, that the spirit of God stop those words, paralyze those spirits in Jesus' name. It shall not affect anything in our lives. And I thank you for the deliverance. God, I thank you for the family of Barry Washington, that the spirit of God go forth and perform justice, God. I'm not talking about the weak law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. Fulfill your promises over this family's life, God. And on that Wednesday, on tomorrow, God, as they go and bury this young man, that you be with him, that you comfort them, that the presence of God be in the midst of them, oh God, as they release that body to the grave. But God, I thank you that justice shall prevail, that God, you will bring justice for that family. This family, God, this one that destroyed this young man's life need deliverance, God. This man is hurting, whoever he is, God. He need to be saved from that spirit of destruction, Jesus. For Father, I thank you for John 6:44 to draw him and save him, God. That he'll come to truth, but you have to draw him from whatever spirit has operated him, a bi spirit, a racist spirit, whatever spirit, a violent spirit, God. You and only you can save this young man. And I thank you for his salvation by faith. And I thank you for justice being prevailed for Barry Washington family. God, I thank you for Sister Dolores. Sister Dolores, place your hand on your head. I come by the authority of Jesus, casting out the spirit of inflammation. In Jesus' name, that spirit is vexing her body. That spirit have inflamed her body. That the spirit of God will go into that place and your cleansing blood will cleanse her blood system from the spirit of inflammation in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus. Attach yourself to her body now in Jesus' name. And I give you praise that the spirit of God have paralyzed inflammation, that her blood is cleansed, her body is healthy, well, and sound. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for this brother, Brother Matthew, God, that you go into that nervous system, God, and come against that spirit, God, that's causing his nerve system, God, to be out of sort. I thank you for the spirit of God will go to the nerve lining in Jesus' name. Place your hand on your head, brother, that his nervous system comes separate to the word of God tonight, that that spirit is cast out in Jesus' name. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for your healing virtues now to go to his nerve lining. Touch every part of his nerve lining and cause his nerve lining to come separate to healing now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that spirit infirmity cast out by the word of God. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for his healing now in Jesus' name. And Father, it's just time to thank you tonight. Thank you for strength. Thank you for your promises that you're with us in affliction. Thank you that your present God has never left us. Thank you for your spirit, God, not departing from us. Thank you, God, for your protection over us, God, so we shall be blessed in the land of the living. And I thank you tonight for those that stand in agreement with this word. You said signs and wonders will follow the believers, that they receive signs and wonders tonight, that the healing virtues of Jesus going into that place to take their destiny off hold that's been paralyzed. Cause their destiny not to be in poverty tonight. Give them the breakthrough and give them manifestation, God, that the Spirit of God have given them a breakthrough of new opportunity, and Satan cannot rob the plan of God over their lives. And God, I'm going to praise you for it, and I'm going to thank you for it by faith, God, that they're healed and they're walking in the process of restoration because of the word of God in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. Stand on the word that he says in his word, Psalm 41:3. I'm your help in sickness and trouble, whatever you're going through. He said, this is a promise, and I restore you back to health. You're not bound. In Jesus' name, you're not unsound in the name of Jesus. The repair, Jesus of Nazareth, is walking through your life right now in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.